Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
It's Carrie.
It's Carrie and Tiffany Trump.
It's Tiffany Trump. I just showed Laura a video of Tiffany Trump. She called this on herself this past weekend in Tampa.
She wanted to do a pride event.
Yeah, she was like, I want to do like a Trump for LGBTQ community event in Tampa. And like, I think there were like, it looked like there were like 15
11,
people.
Yeah, there were 11 people that gathered.
And like all of them were her friends. And I guess, yeah, it was like a Tiffany Trump, like it was her idea.
Okay, Tiffany has spent, I'm like going back in time and just imagining where her head's at to come up with this. And I'm like, she just spent a weekend doing like tons of Molly and like partying with her really lame like gay friends, which I said to Carrie offline, but I'll say it online, the like one group of gays I wouldn't want to hang with are Tiffany's gays. Can't imagine anything worse. So she's been like partying all weekend, and this a gay rally in Tampa is truly, that's what happens when you've done too much Molly in like random parts of Florida. Is you're like, you know what would be great is if I had a gay rally for LGBTQ. Let's go. Put it together.
She's also
still drunk in that video.
She also has an inexplicable southern accent, even though she's from LA.
Yeah, I don't get
like,
it.
What? She also, she's been like very much on the, I've noticed they've really stuck her out in the, they've taken, Ivanka has taken a backseat because I think they know how much everyone hates her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really peddling Tiffany this campaign, which is interesting.
Do people like her? Or do they just feel sorry for her?
I think she's like, she feels like less calculating or cunning than Ivanka. So people are like, oh, it's just Tiffany. But like, also there were people like all these gays like over the years and like, they were like, yes, our Queen Tiffany, like, slay. Like, she's the secret source leaking everything. I'm like, guys, Tiffany doesn't give a fuck.
No, Tiffany sucks. Look who she surrounds Tiffany herself sucks. With. I can tell she you sucks. Truly, all I need is like a couple of photos to tell you exactly how much she sucks. And she sucks hard. She not sucks slay. Hard.
And she's not she does not slay, and she's not a gay icon.
No.
She's a mess. And she doesn't care. And she's probably racist too.
Yeah, I just think that she's like not the one. And I think she's it's not sad. The one. It's like very clear that like. Her dad doesn't value her as much as he values his other like model daughter. And like, it would really suck to have to be like basically like performing your allyship to your father who like has shunned you most of your life.
Yeah. I mean,
to get the direct deposit week to week.
Yeah. I think I read that. I mean, I guess it's a good thing that she didn't spend her life in growing up in that world, and she was like just with her weird mom and the valley.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ultimately she sold her soul.
Everyone,
she's an
advice.
Adult, she's like not a kid. I know Trump likes to like act like he's a good kid, you know, but
I'm really obsessed with Claudia Conway and like have gone down the TikTok like
that was and wild.
That was wild and continues to be wild. Like her video where she's like secretly filming Kellyanne and then Kellyanne realizes they're in bed together. And then Kellyanne's like, you don't know how much disruption you've caused. And she goes, talking about COVID. And like grabs
you lied about COVID? About COVID?
And you see, and then you cut to her and she goes, are you filming right now? Don't film me. And then she's wearing monogram pajamas. I love that.
And just like grabs the phone.
But they're like they clearly also love you, like have a good relationship. They're like they're like sick in bed together.
They're Ladybird. They are our modern day Ladybird. I have chills thinking about their mother-daughter vibes.
Kellyanne going,
you lied about COVID?
About COVID?
She sounded and looked truly ill.
Yeah, she was not happy.
and I think Claudia was sick too.
Yeah, she gave it to Claudia.
They were in bed together.
I just
that
like
was my favorite part.
Yeah, I have a real soft spot for like a dysfunctional family. Like that's the thing also about the Trumps is like they seem very cold to me. Like they're not like a loving family. Like even if Claudia Conway is like a Gila monster, she's still, or no, Kellyanne is a Gila monster. She still is like has like tender moments with her chill. Like I think there's still like a tender, warm, loving side to her. And like I just am, I'm into that.
She tweeted like, my daughter is like brilliant and beautiful, but she's also a kid.
I love having to publicly apologize to your own daughter, like as a wayward teen watching like Claudia operate and then getting like the pleasure of putting your idiot mom on blast and then she has to publicly apologize to you is true 2020 justice that a young teen Lara could really get behind. And then,
and then Claudia being like, that's what I interpreted. That's how I interpreted it. And she's like, hey, everyone.
About COVID?
My mom
about COVID? It.
You lied about COVID? About COVID?
About COVID?
She's like, you don't understand how much disruption you've caused. That's how she sounds. You have no idea what disruption you've caused. She's like, mom, that's how I interpreted it. It's such a teenager thing to say.
She's such a teen.
But Kellyanne is also a piece of shit.
I just I love for just like a teen screwing with her parents so hard. And now in like the warped sensibilities that your own mom would have to apologize to you publicly is like incredible. Mm-hmm. May all teens have this comeuppance.
Claudia.
Yeah. Teens gone wild. I want more like Gen Z, like kiddos to just like go the fuck off. Teen chaos.
About COVID?
About COVID?
And then, are you filming right now? Don't film me.
In bed, like, low key. I just love. What a little shit. I hope I, like.
In bed, your mom's like, oh, I'm having, like, a good, like, sick day with my daughter in bed.
You're like, come here, honey. You want to watch The Bachelor with me? And then you're, like, laying down. Maybe you got some popcorn or, like, you ordered, like, yummy soup and grilled cheese. And you're like, finally, like, my teen daughter isn't being just a cunt to me. And we're, like, sitting in bed. And then you realize this little bitch is, like, filming you while you're sick. You yell at her, and then people are like, you need to apologize to Claudia. And then you have to apologize to your little bitch daughter. I'm obsessed. What's not to love? They need a reality show, quite frankly.
The one thing I didn't like was just, like, everyone being like, Claudia, like she's our resistance fighter. And, like, I'm like, guys, don't... We can't, like... This is what... We can never raise someone, especially a kid, on a pedestal of, like... freedom fighter, because they're still a fucking kid. They're gonna do something stupid and everyone's gonna turn on them.
Like, yeah,
we're getting into that, like, midi, like, it was funny what she was doing, but, like, people were, like, exalting her to this, like welcome to the resistance, Claudia, and, like, I was like, guys,
honey, what resistance? You guys are shanking the resistance.
So, like,
like, the white left has truly never been more embarrassing.
It's just like, It felt weird to be, like, these, like, grown people being, like famous celebrity, like, on, like, Deborah Messing being, like, yeah, Claudia. It's like, bitch.
Honey, well.
15.
Consider the source. I mean, Deb is historically.
Deb is unhinged.
A little off, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's completely unhinged.
Yeah. She lost plot ages ago.
She lost the plot in the last election, I think.
Mm-hmm. The plot lost her. Let's be.
But I just don't trust the Conway family as a whole. I think also her dad is, like, founded the Lincoln Project, which I think is the biggest grift going in, like, that zone of resistance.
Oh, yeah. You're a known hater of the Lincoln Project.
Yeah. They're, like, they're fucking Republicans who are going to continue to push their shitty agendas, even if Trump loses. Like, they're not, like, they don't want Biden to win. They just don't want Trump in office. And they found a way to, like, get funding and, like, and they also use, like, queer lingo and, like, housewives memes to, like, dunk on Trump. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
You guys are, like, some of them, I think, were aiding Bush during, like, the Iraq War. Like, you guys are fucking agents of chaos. Not on our side. I just don't buy it. And if you're sharing Lincoln Project, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not, you know, I just.
Carrie ain't fucking with you.
Just consider the source. That's all I have to say.
People are truly on serious edge, though, right now. Like, I've never seen. Not only is Mercury in retrograde, which I think just, like, mixes things up in an unfun way, but, like, people are losing their marbles, and it's, like, starting to happen in public. Like, I don't know if you've seen any, like, public heated exchanges in the last week, but, like, the dogs at the dog park are fighting, which, like, the dogs never fight at the dog park, but I've seen, like, three dog fights. The girls are fighting. And also the gays at the dog park are having words with each other. I saw a full-blown fight break out yesterday.
Between gays?
It might have been a straight and a gay, but a gay guy with a dog that was, like, nipping other dogs and, like, starting fights and getting aggressive. Like, this guy lost his mind on this other guy about his dog. He was like, bro, if you don't get your fucking dog, if your fucking dog comes up to my dog, I'm gonna kick it right in the fucking face. I was like,
Jesus.
I was like, point one, he was like, oh, fuck off, like, blah blah blah, and his dog was, like, starting fights. Like, I saw his dog, like, try and, like, eat, like, a doodle dog. So, like, his dog was not a peacemaker. But also, it was like, you don't tell, if someone told me they were gonna kick Tony in the face, I literally would, like, Chun-Li them. Like, it would not even be a question. And, like, but everyone's just approach to dealing with this conflict was just awful. And this guy, this like gay guy, lost his shit and he's like, oh, fuck off. Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, blah, blah, blah. And the guy was like, get out of here. And then this gay guy was like, oh, whatever. You're probably a Trump supporter. And then like a bunch of other people chimed in and were like, why do you have to politicize it? Like, blah, blah. And then it was just like madness. And I was like, this is crazy.
Which like maybe he was.
I was kind of stoned. Like I just like hit the vape and was like trying to have a chill time at the dog park, like decompress and enjoy my evening. So I was just like, whoa. And then this guy who like the guy who claimed to he was going to kick the guy's dog in the face. He had like a 9-month old German Shepherd that would not leave Tony alone and like kept trying to like grab Tony in its clutches and like hump the living shit out of him. And Tony was also not having it and starting to get aggressive in his own way, like turning around and being like, he'd be like, and he never does that with dogs. And so I was like, oh my God, this dog owner's gonna threaten Tony. Then I tried to like get more info out of him just to see what he was all about. And I was like, oh, how old's your dog? And he's like, 9 months. And I was like, oh, Tony was like a real humper like at 7 months, like his dog's just like a young puppy. But he also was not like doing a good job of like pulling his dog off and like redirecting him or trying to like move him away. And then he started doing all his commands to his German Shepherd in German, and someone else was like, are his commands in German? Like, where'd you get him? And he was like, from Germany. And I was like, ah! And then he's like,
oh my God, maybe
are
he
all
was
his
like...
commands in German? He was like, yeah, he came that way. Like, he was like from this like breeder in Germany. And I was just like, red flag, red flag.
Yeah, maybe the gay guy was right.
I don't know. Something was amiss. And then I was like, I've got to get Tony out of this situation. And the vibes are so bad in this corner of the dog park. And I just like
That's
directed
horrifying.
Tony to the other side of the dog park. But like, all of this to say, people are losing
their shit. They're getting aggressive in public. My friend told me about witnessing someone like on Fairfax, like getting like pulled into a van because of his shoes. And like,
what do you mean?
He got some, like, you know, there's like shoe stores on Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was some sale and some guy got like, these people wanted his shoes and they like pulled him into a car and drove off. And then
like
returned
shoes on
him
his
without
feet,
his
sh- or like the shoes he was bought, he had just bought from like Supreme.
The shoes he just bought. And like, no, everyone was just like, no one really like said anything.
It's unsafe out there. I'm telling you, like, public, like, I feel like shit is getting stirred and I need to take to the mountains. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
I like conflict on my TV screen where I'm like removed from it. Like, I do not mm-hmm. want to experience people screaming at each other at the dog park. Mm-hmm. Like, the dogs, like, I think the dogs are a real barometer of the unrest and the fact that they're fighting and then people are fighting. I'm like, and it's only like, shit's only going to get worse. We have the rest of this year and next year to like ride out. Like, this cannot stand.
The guy who's shouting in German is very scary.
He was like, Tonst, Kust! And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, honey, if you're like getting aggressive with someone and chastising them for their dog, and then you're standing up and giving your German Shepherd, like a thoroughbred German Shepherd from Germany that came with German commands, like, you're not mm-hmm. doing yourself any favors. Like, in that case, you should maybe just lie and be like, oh, I thought it'd be cute.
Yeah. I think people are just like really angry from just everything that's happened this year, and like a lot of it's justified. But also people are just like pent up, and I think it's just really like, it's just a really toxic time in our country, and I think it's like just totally manifesting in curt, miserable behavior in public and aggressive behavior. I think people are just ready to go.
Ready to pop the fuck off. But it's like, I feel like it's only gonna get worse. Like, I think this is just the beginning.
I mean, we have 2 weeks left until this shit, and that election, you know, it's going to be drawn out.
Oh, it's going to be dragged out until probably like the end of the year, if not longer. There's going to be all these recounts and like crazy news cycle about everything. And like, and I think it's probably going to end badly. Like, I just don't see.
Is that your prediction?
Yeah. I don't see this getting any better. Like, I feel like people are under the impression that somehow Biden's gonna win and like the veil of sadness will be lifted and we'll all just like dance like Wicker Man style into the field. And it's like, no, bitch.
No, it's not like...
You think you've seen hell? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, I think people... There's so much work to do if Biden wins, and hopefully he fucking wins. But it's not going to like immediately... It's the first step in a lot of steps.
Yeah.
So COVID's not going to go away.
She will be revealed.
Yeah, she will be revealed. And there's still a lot of work. And it's also really good to focus on like the local elections too. And like be really try to do, like, I'm doing food banking for Nithya Raman in LA. Like, try to get involved in that and, you know, pay attention. Cause I never paid attention to that. And that's my own privilege. And my head was up my ass, but this year especially has really like made me see that I have to like pay attention to local politics.
Yeah, because it really like starts from the bottom and works its way up. Like, and that I think is one of the biggest lessons to be learned throughout all of this.
You were saying that like from, you were, this whole summer you've been like talking about like educating yourself and like, and so I was like, that was inspiring to me to like really get in there too and try my best to read up and pay attention more, because it's not just Biden.
No, that's such like that's like a really easy thing to like pin your hopes and dreams on, and like, honey, I have to be quite honest with you, we can hope for the best but expect the worst.
Seriously,
I'm truly. I mean, let's not like, let's keep it real. But yeah, a lot of people too have been like, "What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna be for the election? Are you like getting out of town?" Like, people are trying to like exit. It's, anyways.
I know. I mean, it's a whole.
If anyone wants to sublease a gorgeous apartment in LA and come to the hotbed disruption. Let a bitch know, because we can work out like a month or two lease while I take to the mountains and become.
Laura has a trickling fountain in her courtyard.
Yeah. It's a truly epic apartment. There have been a roach or two, but I'm going to get this taken care of. And honestly,
the heat's dying down in LA, and it's now autumn.
Yeah. autumnal. It's a real autumnal vibe here in Los Angeles.
It's an autumnal vibe. Los Angeles. Speaking of keeping it real, speaking
these
of
bitches,
cities,
these
so this
ladies,
fifth episode of
six
Rock
episode,
of Love, six episode. Six. Sorry,
you live in a vortex of Rock of Love where
I live in a vortex.
It is a vortex. You're in the vortices of Rock of Love where time meaningless.
But this is an important episode.
It really is. Also, it clarifies a lot of things, and everyone's like real essence is coming to play, except for Mia, who still, after all these years, remains a complete and utter mystery.
But somehow I still love her.
She's Sandy. She's Sandy Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this episode really features the stupidest and most offensive competition game, like, of all the even more than the phone sex one, I think. Just like the most blatantly like sexist and demeaning obstacle courses you can imagine.
Also really like uncreative. Like, by the end I thought that they were gonna build up to like a really, because it started off with like pretty like funny challenges, and then the creative team behind the challenges just gave up towards the end.
Yeah, so we come in, Big John bursts into the house at like 6 a.m and all the girls are sleeping, and he goes wake up, ladies, this is rock and roll, there's no sleeping
in rock. Imagine sleeping in like a Cheeto dust scented room.
Linoleum, everything.
Just like a linoleum. The carpet is like semi-mildewy. There's like a faint smell of vom from someone's like hangover, and like
beer
Cheeto
shit
dust farts. Fills the air. Yeah, a little bit farty, and like a bit of hairspray, and you're just trying to sleep. Your mouth is so dry, and all of a sudden Big John pokes in yelling at you that there's no sleeping in rock. I'm sorry, but like, I'm pretty sure there's lots of sleeping in rock.
I know. I think they sleep all day.
All day. Yeah. And then get up at like 4 p.m., drink and do drugs, then get on stage at like 9 and then sleep. All the, like, there's actually a ton of sleeping. So I call bullshit.
They all wake up. All the Jess, Mia, and Brandy M are all really pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy M's like, what the fuck?
I love Brandy M, aka BB's Chicago accents really coming out.
Blowjob Brandy.
Blowjob Brandy. She's the best. She is truly just the best. There's no denying.
She's the best player.
Everyone is passed out at the kitchen table. And Brett says, I haven't seen much from Magdalena and Mia. And I was just like, you haven't fucked them yet? Like, there's like...
You haven't seen much from anyone.
Yeah, you haven't seen much from anyone. Also, Jess is like a full-blown shapeshifter.
She is.
Her hair.
Unbelievable.
How does it go? It goes...
I don't know.
It goes in all directions.
I think it's just like the gravity pushes it down.
It's shellacked. Like, I don't understand what kind of pomade she's using to make it be one way and then another way.
They all assemble outside. They think they're going to be doing some kind of, like, the clue that they got at the kitchen island is, like, some kind of race. So they're like, shit, are we going to have to go on the motorbikes again?
Jess is like, I think we're going to be racing motorcycles, and I couldn't be more excited. Jess also, now that she's getting serious, it's no more spike journey for the hair. It's a full-blown helmet head, shellac the hair down, and it's time to get, like, aerodynamic.
When the hair was up, she had her guard up, and now that her guard's down, her hair comes down. I think her hair is like it, like, fluctuates with her mood.
It's her love barometer. So she's like really feeling Brett when her hair goes down. But when she's spiky, she's feeling like pretty independent.
She's on alert.
She can't be tamed. Yeah.
They all go outside and it's like early morning and Brett comes out and then Heather goes, happy birthday.
Also, Heather is literally becoming Brett. She's wearing a bandana. She looks like Brett in drag as Heather. Her tactic is truly just like she's black swanning him. Like just becoming his like scissor sister in rock.
Brett also, I think, got a little touch up on his face.
He's looking a little tweaked. Yeah. He looks kind of good.
He has like very femme lashes.
He has like feminine kitty cat energy a little bit.
He has like a beautiful eyes.
He does have beautiful eyes.
He's like, I'm like into his, like a little bit of his androgyny.
Yeah. There was something about him when he was describing like at his birthday party when he was like so happy that Sam got on the pole and he was like, I knew she had this like sexual energy within. And that's when I was like, am I turned on by Brett?
Yeah. Yeah. He was hot in some moments. But so are they at like the forum?
That's what I thought. Like the parking lot of the forum. I don't think it is. It didn't look as big enough to be the forum. But there is a huge parking lot where you can do like, and that would be a good location for this challenge because their challenge is the tour bus challenge where they have to like stop at different cities and do a challenge, like compete in each one.
Yeah. So they have to, there's like little signs of like Philadelphia, New York City, Seattle, like all these stops. And at each stop, the girls have to do a mini challenge. And then if the loser has to sit on a bench and the tour bus pulls away.
Leaves her.
Sorry, your tour ends here.
So
Are they La Brea Tar Pits or something?
I don't know.
I don't know where they were. It looked like there was one point where I was like, that looks like 3rd Street or something.
But like, where is like a huge parking lot like that?
I don't know.
It's a mystery. I wish they were at the Grove. That would have been iconic.
Yeah, maybe they were at the Grove before it became the Grove.
I think it was the Grove by 2008.
Yeah, that's true. There was a farmer's market
here.
I was living here, and
the Grove's like the first place I went when I came to LA.
Yeah, there was the Grove.
Before everything, what if you were like, was the Grove.
The Grove is before a vortex. Everything? And the Grove is
had a vortex.
It's a truly had me in its clutches, and I get ever closer towards the Grove until I become the Grove. Yeah, I've been back. During COVID?
During COVID?
I've gone to the Grove. I have. Sometimes you just have to take to the Grove. And honestly, lingerie at the Grove is a safe space for me to get a rose flavored macaron and a croissant breakfast sandwich.
I'm into that.
And that's what I'll say.
My safe space is that little kiosk with that sells bad coffee.
Oh, groundwork. Like right near
the Nike. Yeah.
Yeah. That's coffee that tastes like dirt.
Dirt coffee, soil it's coffee, true, but I love
soil.
It.
It's not even soil, it's just dirt. Chicory. I think they put chicory, they put like sawdust and dirt in their coffee, groundwork. But that is a crockery. Safe, that's a particularly safe zone.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So they they get their names pulled out of a hat, and then whoever gets picked has to choose an opponent.
So Jess gets picked.
Jess gets picked first.
And then she gets there like Magdalena.
She goes, yeah, but they go, I forgot that they call her Legs.
Oh, like, yeah.
Who's she goes, Legs. And I was like, who? And then Magdalena was like,
it is me.
And then Magdalena says, I need to win this date with Brett. And I was like, okay, that's like the first time ever that you said that.
Yeah. And then their challenge is like they have just like a shitload of clothes that they have to pack into a suitcase and lug it over to the bus. And whoever can like zip it up and lug it over first wins. And Magdalena goes, I'm a little scared, a little worried, but the whole thing is so simple. Just pack the bags and get on the bus. I love Magdalena just like so breaking everything down.
They also both are wearing a white tee and capri pants.
Mm-hmm. It was a real capri journey on the season of Rock of Love. So Mags.
I wrote, imagine driving by and seeing two women furiously packing suitcases in a parking lot.
It looks like the swap meet at that one, like, Filth Mart, but like. Whatever that
talking about.
$1 sale is that used to happen every Brea. Sunday. Yeah, on La Brea, where they literally put like a pile of trash out in the parking lot and you sift through it and maybe you find a treasure and everything's a dollar.
Incredible.
Mags wins the bag challenge. Yeah, she fucking kills
it. She's really proud.
Mm-hmm.
You see Big John kind of graze her back, ushering her back on the bus, and he goes, sorry, Jess, your tour ends here. And then Jess has to wait on the bus.
For 4 hours. For the next 4 hours that it takes to do the rest of the challenges.
So hot.
Just a blazing sunlight on an asphalt parking lot. If you didn't wear sunscreen, you're fucked that day.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
And then we get to the Philadelphia stop. And it has two porter potties. And you hear a toilet flush. And I wrote, no, give me a break.
This is true.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
This was not the Philly energy like that I experienced on the tour bus. So like,
yeah,
I when they said like this tour bus challenge, I was down and I was like, I could fucking win this challenge because like I love tour life. I went on like a tour with Grizzly Bear and they opened for Florence and the Machine and we hit like five cities like on the East Coast and it was like it was fun. It's like summer camp on a bus and you're just like a little Peter Pan, like never have to grow up. But never was there ever a porta potty involved. You don't like use porta potties on the road. You have like locker room type of showers or weird bathrooms that you have to like shower and change in. And you might have to take a shit in total hearing space of other people.
But that's toilet.
That actually should have been a challenge. Is like you have to take a dump where we can all hear you. Can whoever takes the dump first wins. I would not have won that challenge.
Whoever takes the dump, the quietest dump wins.
Yeah.
A dump that Brett would still want to fuck you. Because Brett doesn't think women can shit.
You have to take, we're going to have like a microphone hooked up to your fucking ass. And if your dump registers, whoever's dump registers the highest decibel is eliminated. Your Torrent's here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
So Magdalena goes again, and Sam gets picked, and she picks Magdalena because she's like thinks she's gonna be worn out,
and they have to run
into these Porter Johns with these little shitty like plastic red bags with outfits in them and change in the porter potty with like literal shit in the porter potty.
Like all the production crew took shits in these porta potties and like pissed all over them and stuck toilet paper to the walls. And they're making these women change into love. Magdalena goes, basically, we're changing into whore clothes.
It's so they get like a corset. And so they run in and then
a crotchless the onesie.
They have to tie their shoes behind their ankles. They're wearing these like wedge slutty spadrils.
They're really in like they're in a mini skirt, a crotchless onesie that's like full bodysuit. I love that it's crotchless too, like just to remind you that you're all here for one thing, and that's to ride Brett's dick,
girl.
You're here for one. You were cast for one reason. You're whole.
You're literally a hole with wedge heels.
You're a hole with a mini skirt on. But don't get it twisted. The hole is the most important thing. Your tits could be big, they could be small. But a hole is a hole. It's really sad.
It's so sad. And then Magdalena runs out first, but I'm surprised she didn't trip because her wedges are not tied up, and then Big John's like, oh, you gotta tie them around your ankles. I'm like,
she was behind my ankles there? And so as she's fumbling around trying to tie her slutty little heels, Sam struts out fully dressed and ready to rock and wins the challenge. Yeah,
and Magdalena's left behind in Philly.
She sits on the park bench in Philly roasting in the sun.
And then wait, sorry, real fast. Was that too gross that I said you were just a hole?
No, it's true.
Okay.
There's literally no reason to make these women wear, to make them wear a crotchless onesie in a mini skirt in a porta potty. That's like pretty rude.
It's so rude.
That's
horrible.
Literally the messaging there is like, don't forget you're just a whole whore. I love that Magdalena is left to roast in the sun in that outfit.
And then fucking Lacey gets chosen. And she's like,
so she chooses back in adult pigtails.
She's back in Polly Perret.
Every Polly Perret cosplay. Everyone's. I love just that everyone's on to Lacey by the end of this episode, and yeah, like each woman has like a different read on her. That I was like, finally, we've all awakened to the devil that is Lacey. Polly Perret.
Polly Perret chooses Sam because she's like, I want to tire her out, and the two of them have to literally. Brett lost his guitar pick in a dumpster, and they have to jump into a dumpster as his women to find it because he's too busy, and then Lacey literally like falls into the dumpster like she's a fucking marine.
Lacey's like, it's pretty gross in here. It's like soup.
And like it's throwing stuff out. And I was just like, if you're I never ever came into contact with any dumpsters on the road. So I can tell you 100% that that's not a thing. But if these challenges are in any way indicative of what it's like to date Brett, like count me the fuck out. Like, why would you ever, like that would never happen. And if you're saying like you're, and, but I think that it probably is to some extent, like that is what it's like. Like you will maybe metaphorically be dumpster diving for a guitar pick. Emotionally.
My Nana dug through trash at a seafood restaurant to find my retainer.
When I was a kid. A classic act of service.
A martyr.
Carrie losses. Did a Big John Teller corner her and go, Carrie lost his retainer.
Your grandson lost his retainer.
And he loves it so much. So you better go dive in that dumpster, Nana, to get it back and win his love.
She did it. She's a Boston. She was a Boston lady.
I love it.
And then
Sam wins.
Sorry, Lacey.
Wins the trash challenge. I love that. Then you're just covered in garbage for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and then Lacey goes, guess I don't have to worry about lunch. Looks at her soupy trash light. I was like, that's a bad joke, and it's gross.
Also,
everything about hers is not right.
Dumpster dive in a crotchless onesie.
Disgusting. Mia and Heather have to hook up an amp.
Big John, they arrive in Nashville, quote unquote, and Big John goes, welcome to Nashville, home of country music and me. And I was like, oh, a little history.
Yeah. He's like, I wanted to say this.
Yeah.
They let him say it. Heather picks, Brandy M goes, I know, she's like, I'm really good at hooking up amps. So Heather picks Mia because she's like, well, she's going to beat me. And then when they get off the bus, Brandy M's like, I'm actually not good. I just said it to throw him off. And I was like, fucking queen.
Yeah, I love it. And so they are not, this is a challenge I would win, but also this is not a challenge you would ever have to do because that's what roadies are for. But they just don't plug in. They're like not plugging in their equipment. And this was a real moment of like, aren't women dumb? Look how dumb the ladies are.
But ultimately, Mia wins.
Yeah.
I like that Heather and Lacey didn't win.
Mm-hmm. Heather's pissed.
And then we end with Brandy versus Sam. And they have to... They have a board with the chorus of Every Rose Has Its Thorn when, like, Jesus said the song.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to rearrange it. It's like magnets, kind of. And they have to rearrange it to see to the correct order. And I was like, damn, no one's going to get this because no one has heard his music. But then Brandy ends up winning.
It. Yeah. Oh, wait. Was it Brandy versus... It was Brandy versus Mia in Every Rose Has Its Thorn challenge.
Right.
Brandy wins, and then the final challenge is upon them,
where they have to hurdle over the velvet ropes and push past security to get back to the bus.
Yeah.
And Sam has to hurdle in her crotchless onesie, which literally, like, her vag, if she wasn't wearing underwear, would be fully showing, because she's in a crotchless onesie and a mini skirt, jumping as high as she can over these velvet ropes. And it's just a humiliating exercise.
Brandy wins,
and Sam is left on the road.
And her tour ends there.
Mm-hmm.
So they get, Brett comes out and he goes, "Wild Thing. All right. Like, you're going to go on a date with me. Like, get ready for your date, Wild Thing."
He's leaning on a pole playing an electric guitar when the bus comes up, like an unplugged, yeah, just like practicing his riffs. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, "We're going to have an epic date." And so the plan is that, like, it's Brett's birthday, which is a weird thing for him to, like, film the show on his birthday, but I guess you gotta do what you gotta do.
And get that paycheck.
He's like, "I'm gonna go to the Stew and finish up a couple things, but then I'll be back and we'll all party." And so Sam, Lacey, and Heather have aligned. They've joined Dark Forces, and they are going to try and push Sam out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Lacey's going to kill someone.
Yeah. Lacey might have already killed several people.
Then Brett comes in and they all start partying. And they all start taking helium balloons. And at one point, because they're like making balloons and they're baking cakes for Brett. And at one point, Magdalena inhales. And her voice has never sounded more normal or higher. And they're gonna rage for Brett. All of them are gonna pull out the stops, even Sam.
Mm-hmm.
They start getting wasted, and they start doing, like, Brett's like, I'm gonna do what I do on my birthday always. He just takes out his guitar and starts shredding.
Yeah, he hooks up like a teeny little boombox to like a mic and plays his own music, and then everyone goes wild. And I wrote, did Brett do this show just so he could have a birthday party with like random women?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sam starts pole dancing, and she's really good.
Yeah,
and
Brett goes, shakes her little
ass. I go, that girl's got pole skills.
He's excited.
Yeah.
He's like, I've finally seen a different side of Sam. I love, he just wants people's like inner slut to come out.
He does.
He feels the best when you are at your most exhibitionist, sluttiest point. That's when Brett feels like he sees you. And I kind of love that about him.
He's a simple man.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, like, creature.
There was on my 30th birthday, like, a bunch of my friends and I, like, went to Mexico. It was all kind of, like, everyone had just arrived and, like, we're kind of, like, feeling out each other, like, having dinner or whatever. And then one of my friends just started, like, twerking on the wall and, like, dancing, really, like, doing, like, slutty dances. And that just truly broke the ice. And then everyone started doing slutty dances and, like, getting naked. And that brings people together. And it makes it things a fun time.
Someone's,
and if Brett
gonna
had
be
been
the
there,
one.
He would have been into it.
He would have. I'm happy. That you were Brett in that moment.
Yeah. Full Brett. I actually did. It was a very Brett Michaels birthday.
That sounds like it.
It was like topless in the pool.
Yes.
A lot of makeouts between like girls and gays and girls and girls and just like real boob energy.
Yeah. Boob on boob.
Am I Brett Michaels secretly?
You might be. Brett Michaels also is very like Dale energy too.
Yeah. I think I'm Dale. Brett.
Yeah.
I actually, wait, can I show you something?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, you are him.
I'm fucking Brett.
Oh. Laura's in a full like rocker hat and a bandana with her long blonde hair pouring out of it, and I'm like, I'm seeing BM.
I think I'm truly becoming Brett Michaels over the course of us watching this show. I hurtle closer and closer to my final form, which is a 40-year-old Brett Michaels.
The frontman of Poison.
Yeah, the former frontman of Poison. Poet. Musician.
Poet,
writer of every rose has its thorn.
Girl dad.
Let my girls Georgia and
Rain.
Georgia Rain.
Sam gets really upset because she sees a bunch like Lacey and Heather just getting really like super up in Brett's grill.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of storms off.
I'd be really upset if I saw Lacey.
Yeah.
Her forked tongue wrapping itself around my man's tongue. That would upset me. Heather, I'm like, whatever. I like watching them grind.
Sam is just so, I think, just so horrified by Lacey, and she just, like, feels like she's in a nightmare with Lacey. So, like, anytime Lacey's, like, getting power, she's very emotionally, like, her barometer is really tuned.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes too much, so she has to go upstairs to, like, sit and process.
Yeah, she takes to her notebook. And stares in her creepy little notebook.
And the next morning, before... The next day when Brett's about to go on his date, Sam and him have a talk. And Sam's like, I really need to talk to you about something. And she's like kind of crying. And Brett sits down with her.
First, Sam comes in to the kitchen when the girls are like cooking breakfast. And she freaks out on Lacey. And she's like, can you shut up? And then Lacey goes, I think I better go tell Brett that Sam is like freaking out.
Oh, right.
She goes and like pounds on his door, and then Sam and Magdalena are like sitting off to the side, and Magdalena goes, all these hyenas all over him. Like, how about it? First thing in the morning, he's hungover. He does not want to talk. You're pounding on his door like hyena. What?
I think it would be the ultimate person to like hangover commiserate with.
I love her. She's really like, she gets it.
Yeah, her and Sam are just laughing at Lacey being like, I'm going to go tell Brett. It's like, you're like 45.
Yeah, lady, like, get a fucking life.
So she goes and tattles. She's like, I really think Sam's upset, Brett. And I think she was a little jealous. And I don't know if she's going to be able to handle it on the road.
And then
Brett's like, damn, you're probably right. I should go talk to her. He's like totally like weirdly under her spell.
Yeah, he's pretty whipped by Lacey. And then I love too that Heather's the smartest because she realizes that Lacey's so crazy, she'll just do whatever. And so as long as Heather's like, yeah, we're a team, like let's get her, Lacey will do all the dirty work.
Yeah,
and like Lacey comes out to like report back to Heather, who's just sitting topless by the pool like a true queen, just like tits out, sun, getting a tan by the pool. And Lacey's like, I just talked to him, I can think of blah, 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 blah. And then Brett and Sam talk,
and Sam's like in a closet, and they sit down, and Sam's like kind of tearing up, and she reveals like, look, I have a lot of trust issues, and I was in an abusive relationship, and he was physically and emotionally violent with me, and like I just have like, it's really hard for me to like, you know, open up to people. And it's like a very like real thing, and I was kind of expecting Brett to be like, give her a hug or be like, damn, like I can't imagine or something. And Brett just like walks off and he goes, Sam is one of the most intense people I've ever met. No sympathy.
He's a little confused. Well, I don't think Brett is used to caring for another person in that way. I think he's kind of the person that he needs to be coddled and cared for. Because, like, there's a point later on where they talk again and she's like, how am I supposed to get close to you, like, with all these girls? Like, I just don't know. Like, I think I might have to, like, go home or whatever. And then he's like, come here, just like, just hold me, just hold me. He keeps asking her, and then he's kind of, like, clutching her. And I was like, this is weird for you to ask her to hold you when she's the one saying that she needs to be like held and reassured. And then I was like, maybe, oh, like, Brett just does not know how to do that for like a partner.
Maybe he had like, maybe his mom didn't have like emotional boundaries with him and like confide in him about stuff.
Yeah. Like
his reaction would be like, mom, hold me and make it, you know, just be okay. You know?
Mm-hmm. He feels like there's a stunted element of him that stopped maturing at like either like a teenage, like it's like a child teenager.
When he got famous.
20, yeah. I'm like, it must be like a young 20 something.
Yeah.
Thing
rocker.
That's just like where he's at.
So Sam and Sam and Brett have their little thing, and then Brandy and Brett go to a hockey game. What's their date? He's like, we're gonna sit in the VIP section. First of all, there's people in the VIP section.
Yeah.
You're sitting at like a makeshift table off to the side, but like people are right there.
You're in a box seat that you share with other people. Like that's probably like the Viacom box seats that they are filming at.
Yeah. It's like very Go Girl, Give Us Nothing. And Brett's
again,
like,
again, just an unimpressive it's a hockey date.
I mean, it's just not fun.
No.
Brandy reveals that she has more friends with guys than girls, and all her girlfriends are lesbians. And Brett kind of like can't handle that.
He's worried she's gonna just turn les and forget about him. He's like, you're not gonna like, and she's like, no, I'll fuck a girl, but then I'll kick her out. He's like, hell yeah. And they're like, cheers.
It's insane.
It's insane.
I'll fuck a girl.
Then I'll kick her out. I was like, love that.
He can't wrap his head around a straight woman being friends with a lesbian without, like, fucking.
Or without them just, like, getting turned.
Getting turned.
He's like, I love women so much. He's like, I know their powers, and...
Yeah.
All it takes All it takes is that right hole to just make you go full lesbian forever.
Hole in one.
I love having to, like, reassure your man that, like... Mm-hmm. Be like, I don't value women either, so don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll fuck them and I'll kick them right out. And they're like,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Cheers, bitch.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Brett is... While they're having, like, a VIP date, the rest of the girls are told to sit down with each other and go around the room and write down what other people think is, like, their flaw.
Yeah, of why they should get eliminated.
Which is, like, the worst. When you ever that kind of activity, it's, like, even in, like, really close friends, it's always a nightmare.
Like, why would you ever want to hear the worst thing about yourself coming out of the mouths of other people?
Yeah. Also, so they all go around the table.
There was a moment where Brett said, like, he's, like, talks about the hockey date. Like, he's like, this is what we're doing. Then it cuts out and she goes, sucks. I really wanted that date.
She really wanted an indoor hockey game in, like, Orange County.
Heather also is really Go Girl, Give Us Nothing. Like, Heather just rests on her own self-assuredness that, like, she'll just get picked no matter what.
Yeah.
But I kind of love that, and it works for her. Like, she really does not have to do a single thing.
No, she's just out in the back getting tan.
She's like, I'm gonna tan my tits.
And dom everyone by showing them my ass with a G-string.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make this short.
Sucks. Really sucks. She wanted to smell that, like, mildewy carpet indoor hockey smell.
Yeah. That little chill, that wet chill that you get when you go in an ice skating rink.
Sucks.
Sucks. I really wanted that date.
The food looked like shit, too.
Yeah.
So they sit around the table and everyone goes through, and Lacey's like leading the charge of that. She's like,
I think that about Sam. She's like, I think you're really insecure and jealous and, you know, no.
If Brett is on the road and he's like meeting women, what are you going to do?
Then it just cuts to Sam and she goes, Lacey is a nasty, mean, dumb cunt bitch. Like, and then goes off with like five other expletives. What did she say?
Yeah.
Did you watch it on Amazon?
She says Lacey's a dumb cunt bitch. I was like,
where's the lie?
Where's the lie? And then finally, after going through everyone, it gets to it's Lacey's turn to get shat on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like amazing. Lacey can't handle it at all.
No.
She's can't.
Like, you guys don't even know me. Like, what?
She can dish. It's like the most like you can dish it, but you can't take it moment.
Yeah. And it was incredible because it goes around like every woman even has their talking head moment where they talk shit about Lacey. And then Magdalena goes, Lacey is awful. She looks like devil.
She's possessed by devil.
She looks like she's possessed by devil. Someone said, to say shit about Heather. They're like, Heather, you're fake. And Heather goes, that's so weird because this is all me. She's not even fazed. Yeah.
She goes, yeah, it's like really weird because this is like truly who I am. But I respect your opinion and you can have that. So like, can't accept any kind of like. Just does
I love
not
Heather is just yeah. Heather's just like, that's your opinion. Unbothered. Yeah.
But Lacey gets like really flustered and like fully, and Mia really goes after Lacey, which I loved. This mm-hmm. is Mia. I was like, Mia doesn't take shit.
It was Mia's moment to shine.
She was like, no, Lacey, you are like really bad.
And Lacey's like, and that's what all of us think about. That's what all of us think about you. And I don't like what you said, but I can't control that it's on the thing and you can't control what we think about you. So like, take
and Lacey's
it.
Like, her face is all red. She's like, you don't even know who I am.
Lacey, have you ever seen The Brood? That David Cronenberg movie? You should watch it because literally The Brood, Lacey is The Brood. Like,
oh my God, I'm going to watch.
These little like evil devil children are always like escaping and like killing people. And they have like little demon Lacey faces. And they're always like and like running around.
It's like Village of the Damned.
It's kind of Village of the Damned, but it's just The Brood. The Brood is its own vibe. You would love The Brood. She looks like she's possessed by devil.
She looks like she's possessed by devil.
I just wrote, Lacey so Lacey's sucks. Like,
she's like, I'm going to get revenge on all these girls. And then we cut back to the hockey game and BB, Blowjob Brandy, and Brett are just totally like in jerseys and like, she's like a hockey girl now. And Brett's like, she's kind of a tomboy. She's the kind of girl who'd change your tire and also have sex with you.
Isn't that what we're always looking for? I was like, is it? I can't change a tire. Damn.
I can't change a tire.
Wait, I just realized why her nickname is BB. That stands for Blowjob Brandy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like just she's like a little cutie BB and that's why they call it that. Oh.
No.
Damn.
Poor Brandy.
Big John calls her that.
I know, that's mean.
Fuck. BB, you're up. Oh, man.
BB, you're up.
Someone approaches Brett with like some sort of liqueur and asks him to be on like the Jumbotron doing like SpawnCon.
Yeah. Like pre-social media SpawnCon.
Yeah. They're like, just so stand here, hold this. And then he like gives the rock sign and the whole crowd goes wild.
Oh, and they were Poison sang, for a good time. Okay, yeah. I mean, that's such a sports game song.
So sports. Brett and then is Brett's way like too this. Into sports for me.
Yeah,
he's
fuck.
Like, Brandy is in like then, the background. She thinks she's like on the Jumbotron, but she was not really on the Jumbotron.
I know.
And there was like maybe a shot of her in the corner being like, woo!
Yeah,
I was like,
I feel like a celebrity.
Prepare for this vibe for your whole relationship.
Brett just being in the center.
Center, front and center, Jumbotron, crowd goes wild, and you're like...
Your whole relationship with a celebrity is being in the sliver of the Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, and thinking that you like look hot together, but really only like a quarter of this part of your face is like featured, and you're like, wow!
You're a hand.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a great time. Brett's like, they start passionately making out, and then Brett's like, this is like one of the best dates I've ever been on.
Yeah. He's like, this is the perfect date for you. Probably wouldn't have been the right date for some of the other girls. And she's like, yeah. And then they suck face. And then they get back to the house. I was wondering, I'm like, what do they do in the limo? Do you think they fuck? Like, do you think they
probably.
Have, like...
She probably...
It seemed like they were having chemistry. Blowjob BB.
I mean, they... Yeah, maybe they, like... Maybe he, like, eats her out, or they, like, blow each other.
That'd
be
hot. I would love that.
But I don't think Brett does that.
I know. I don't get a strong eat-out vibe from him. Mm-mm. But I'd love to have my mind changed. So if anyone has...
Intel.
The 411 on Brett's pussy eating tendencies, write us an email, sexyuniquepodcast @gmail.com. Have you
Let
been eaten
know.
Out by Brett Michaels?
Have you been munched down by Brett? by Brett Michaels.
Have you seen Brett just mow down on some muff? Let us know.
On some pots.
Does Brett think that muff diving is only for lesbians and the occasional bisexual?
Yeah, I think so. I think Brett's way more conservative than we know. Yeah, so they get back to the house. It's just chaos. Everyone's had to write down their, like,
everyone's
what they think of each other.
Kellyanne Conway, about COVID status.
About COVID.
And I love, Lacey tries to start shit by telling, like, Brandy that all the girls wrote all this shit about her, that, like, for the reason she was eliminated. And then I love, Brandy was like, I mean, all I really have to say is, like, what, I burp and fart? Like, what?
And she goes up to Jess and Sam and she's like, did you guys say this shit about me? And they're like, no, we literally just wrote that, like, all you, the worst part about you is that you burp and fart.
She was like, cool, yeah, I thought, I, like, didn't believe it. And they're like, Lacey's so starting shit.
So she goes right back to Lacey and she's like, you lied.
I hate Lacey so much.
But I love Brandy just being, like, calling her out immediately. Yeah. Brandy's not afraid of Lacey.
She's not afraid at all. No, Brandy is truly just like, also in the challenge, didn't have to compete until, like, the final one because no one picked her. Because I think everyone just likes her and, like, they don't, like, she's killing it.
She is.
Yeah.
She also, Brett's, has, this is like his one moment of clarity where he's like, maybe Lacey's really been at the center of all this drama.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, whoa, I'm just realizing, like, I've been trusting this girl. But it's a short-lived lucidity.
Yeah, he goes back to the dark side. He tries to, like, sidebar with Magdalena, and he's like, it seems to me that, like, your walls are up and you're not, like, being, like, you're not really showing, like, your emotions. And then she's like, I'm not going to hang all over you.
He's like, cool.
He's like, cool, you're going to get fucking eliminated.
<She's>... Yeah, Magdalena gets eliminated.
Yeah, Sam is having, like, a full poetry breakdown in the hallway. There's just a shot of her being like...
She's having, like, a rodeo, like...
She's LA gone rodeo, yeah.
And at one point,
that's why I wear my hat.
That's why you are rodeo right now.
I am rodeo. Wait, if I take off this and just put this on, that's why I wear my hat. Then I become rodeo.
But so they assemble all the girls, and you kind of think Sam's gonna go.
Yeah,
and then. At one point, he's like talking about Lacey, and he's like, I gotta say, like, this girl could potentially be capable of truly horrific things and horrible actions, but there's something about her I just like.
He's like, Lacey, will you come on down? Yeah, like,
and rock my world. And then Lacey's like, but I was like, imagine being chosen after someone describes you as horrific. Would you want to stay in a competition where someone's like, you're potentially, like, a horrific monster?
Everyone hates him and he's an agent of chaos and probably capable of some horrific things. But Carrie, God, I still want you around. You're like, who, me?
Who, me?
Also, Brett goes on Sam. He goes, I really like Sam a lot, but she's kind of bipolar.
So mean, but he ends up keeping her around.
Yeah, Sam, like, I love too, Sam is just so back and forth. She's like, I am falling for him, and she's like, I want to leave, but you know what, I also want to stay. So she's also just like high stakes drama 24/7.
Totally. Yeah, that's why they brought her in.
But I think it's also, like, really fuels her creative juices. Like, she's the kind of person being that tortured, like, needs torture and heartbreak in order to, like, take to the notebook. So I respect that. As, like,
me too.
Fellow lover of, like, tortured creation.
Brett is it's her muse.
Although I love the, like, supercut of every girl just, like, hairspraying to hell and back before the elimination.
I know.
Heather gets, like, Heather, she undergoes so many transformations, and then her elimination look is always like huge curly hair and like a bias cut dress, a bias cut.
It's very
like,
Anna Nicole
dress.
Smith.
Yeah,
it's very like oil money, oil tycoon's like sixth wife.
Yeah, where you just like shoved your ass in his face in a G-string, and you both fell in love. A classic American tale.
But it's he's. Well, he brings Magdalena up, and I'm like, shit, he's getting rid of Sam. And then he's like, Magdalena, he's like, this is where, you know, our roads part. And he's like, I don't think you want to be here, so I'm going to let you go and figure yourself out. And then Magdalena just is like, all right.
She goes, that's fine. Like me? I wish you good luck.
You know, like me, it's okay.
Thank you for not wasting my time. I have a bigger... things to go after.
The Queen of Poland.
The Queen of Poland. I love Heather. When Heather's picked, she goes, it's the truth. I'm the best girl for him. We're one and the same. And I was like, you really are. Like, you look like you are becoming him.
Yeah.
By the end of this, they will be the Shining Twins. Indistinguishable from
Brett's
one
gonna
another.
Come out with the elimination, and he's going to be like, whoa, she's hot.
Whoa. He's going to look in the mirror, and the mirror will just reach out and slowly like grab him and bring him in for a kiss. And then
he's
going to
be like, this is hot chick. And it's literally him.
It's him. I think like many people just want to fuck themselves at the end of the day.
Yeah, especially if you're famous.
Yeah. What would be better than having like a hot doppelganger that wants to please you sexually?
Yeah, and
Heather knows this.
Heather's
also like the other gender version of yourself. Like if you like Brett can like fuck himself, but she has huge tits and looks great in a G-string. That's a win for Brett.
And like has no emotions.
Yeah, it's like sucks. Yeah. I really wanted that date.
That's what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Mia really continues to be a complete and utter mystery.
Fucking sleeper
who is
agent.
We'll never know.
She's gonna be activated. Mm-hmm. I think she's gonna go next episode. That's my prediction.
They have not had one conversation.
Mm-mm. But I think it's working for her.
It's really worth the path of least resistance is a great like strategy.
Keep yourself
on the show.
Complete mystique with Brett, and he'll be like, cool. Something about her I like. It's
I like it.
Yeah, she hasn't spoken words to you.
You
just
either
looks hot.
Are completely satanic or you're a Mute. Total mystery. Yeah. But don't stand out. I love mm-hmm. Magdalena, your Torin's here. That's fine. I wish you
That's fine.
Last episode, he goes, will you stay here and continue to rock my world? Sure.
I want her
commentary. Like, yeah. I know I need her to like continue to narrate this whole.
That's my vibe going into next year is sure.
Sure, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, good when luck. Anyone tells me bad news or I get like another bit of 2020 bad news, I just go, "That's fine."
Sure.
She goes. Good I luck. Have to follow my heart. Her heart's
Big
leading
John.
Right to Big John's. Big John.
Big John's Nashville hog. His fucking Tennessee, his Appalachian
his wild
hog.
Hog, yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Well, Man. Tune in next week. It's getting down to the wire.
It's getting down to the wire. He goes, the sexy six is looking good. And they all cheers Brett's brewskis.
His beer line.
His style, Brett is doing something that I think is like very like coming back, which is like the kind of patent leather trench coats. I think like his coats that he's wearing, his outerwear is very chic and of the moment.
Yeah.
So if I was going to tell the listeners to invest in any sort of like statement pieces for the winter season, I would say go with like a patent leather trench. Maybe in a faux snake skin or faux leather if you're vegan.
If you're like Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
Yeah. I see it.
Well,
as for me, I'll be continuing my evolution into Brett.
I love it.
Little by little.
You're like Animorphs, the cover of the book.
And I am. Can someone do an Animorphs of me turning into Brett Michaels, please?
Someone can easily do that.
That's easy to do. It does not take many Photoshop skills.
It doesn't.
Well, Carrie, thanks for having me again. With you.
God damn it, I just love it.
God damn it, I just love you. L.A. style.
I love you, L.A. style. I'm going to pick up the kid. We're going to go out L.A. style.
We're going to go out L.A. style. Please.
You can follow Lars Marie at Lars Marie.
You can follow Carrie at E. Cario. And thank you to Indy, who has graciously been a presenting partner of Sexy Unique Podcast all this month of October. Indy is awesome.
Yes.
Huge indie heads over here. And
love Indy.
Yeah, that's about it. You can get bonus episodes and tons of premium content, ad-free episodes on Patreon. That's patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And that's all she wrote, really.
Adieu.
Goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye. Auf Wiedersehen. Bye.
Bye. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.